Good afternoon, you beautiful bastard. Ugh, you really are a lifesaver. I don't know how nasty everyone else's apartment is, but clearly it's bad enough for an entire complex to get fumigated. So, thank you so much, dude. I promise I'm clean. You can smell me if you want. I actually recommend it. I started using this new shampoo. Oh, thank God. Fuck off. All right. Where would you like my shit? I didn't bring much, but I don't want to disrupt your layout, so. Oh, okay, sweet. Oh, yeah, I went by GameStop, and then that, I forget what it's called, that secondhand store. Dude, they have cute ass, it's like this, it's a seafoam green GameCube that's on display. I didn't even know they came in that color. I mean, I kind of had to talk myself out of buying it. I was very, very tempted. Well, take a look. I mean, I went off some of your recommendations and then picked out a few oldies that I have. I don't know. Somehow they have disappeared. But so I got a couple new ones of those. Like I got another copy of Origins, and I'm still on the hunt for Dreamfall. I haven't given it up. Fuck my brother for letting his friend borrow it. But but I found, dude, something I never thought would happen. I found the first chapter of that old ass like Blair Witch Windows game that nobody knows about. I'm not even going to be able to play it until next time I visit my grandparents and their fossil of a computer, but I have it, and that is what matters. Oh no, I'm fine. I have the money, so. No, I didn't. I did not get my bonus, but I started pet sitting on the side, and one of the owners is being very generous. He's gonna be gone for like 3 weeks coming up. When is it? Next Wednesday, and he's letting me stay there and eat whatever's in his pantry. So that's food money I won't need. A little retail therapy seems okay. I do it when I'm stressed. Who doesn't? And I've already bought presents for most of my family, so it's fine. Don't judge me for my lack of impulse control. That's on me. I shouldn't have even brought them up. They're fine. They make me feel the ever-present desire to get some real therapy, but they're doing okay. Just well, you know, I mean, I've told you about my mom. She just keeps pressuring me to find someone and get a better job. And, I mean, when I was younger, I used to judge when my sister or cousins would come to family gatherings without dates, because I thought, you're old enough. It's only natural that you have a steady boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever. Why aren't you putting in the effort? And now I get it. And it's so stupid. And I know it's stupid, but I'm still embarrassed, which is stupider. And I just, now that I got skipped over for my bonus, that I told her I would get it. It was like a definite thing, and she knows that, and now I haven't gotten it, and it's just this teeth gnashing stress of like, when's she gonna find out? You know, because I can't just like keep that a secret. She's gonna ask me, when's she gonna find out that I didn't get this bonus? Is she ever going to feel proud of me? you know, like, I don't even know, does she think I even have potential at this point? And then I just, like, am I making her feel like a failure because I'm not very successful? And, oh my god, am I gonna have to avoid being alone with her so she doesn't try to turn it into a conversation? Oh god, I can't handle another one of those. I mean, look, she's awesome in other respects. She's a great mom for the most part, but she's just got these weirdly old-fashioned ideas deeply seated, crammed into her head at random points. Like, she'd be okay if I never had kids, but I have to meet someone, or I'm a wreck of a person. I'm not. And it's not like I don't want to, but no, it's nothing. I don't know. Yeah, I know. But yeah, that is a good point. And I mean, like I said, it's not so much that I care. If it wasn't my mom saying this shit, I would just brush it off. It's just, it's harder coming from her, you know? Even if I tell her to can it, like, half the time. Awesome. Wait, can I use that next time? Because that's great. Oh my god. Bless you. Oh geez. No, that'll probably get her to shut up. Oh, look at that. You are even more useful than I thought. You know, I knew there was a reason I liked you, and I just couldn't put my finger on it. Wait. I take it back. Yeah, you have a very, very nice laugh. Yeah. Well, I've always thought so. You have this, it's this delightful sort of, it's like a chuckle that keeps me around. I sound like I'm joking, but I mean it. I really do. It brightens my day just whenever I hear it. I don't know why exactly. Well, yeah, that's a lie. Yes, I do. But, nothing. Okay. Let's boot one of these bad boys up. You get to choose for being so hospitable. I know. I am so nice. Maybe I should bring you over for the holidays. And then I put a stop to the nagging for a bit. And, oh, you'd get to try some of my dad's pie. Oh, God. He won a county fair with it in 97, and he just loves to bring it up. So it'd be good for him to have a fresh audience. It'll be part of my present to him. It is pretty fucking good. It's just that every time you take a slice, it comes with the accompanying story. You know, my mom would actually probably applaud me for bringing someone with your, wallflower tendencies. And I say that in the best possible way. Oh yeah, she and my dad are constantly fighting for the spotlight, so I think they would appreciate our dynamic. And they'd both be very charmed by you, I'm sure. You would have to be convincing, though. They're nosy, suspicious people. Sweet! But just a lot. And we're talking hand-holding. That thing where you put your arm behind me when we're on the couch. I don't know what that's called. Boyfriend pose. sweep me off my feet with that shit. Yeah, ooh, that's it. That's the good stuff. So you're already doing great. You're soaring above expectations. That was a nice arm placement. what else? Okay, well, their place is swamped in plants. It's like a greenhouse. Poinsettias, wreaths, trees, mistletoe. I'm talking every fucking closet there's mistletoe. So I guess my question to you is, are you a decent kisser? Because PDA is just, it's just one of the many trials that come with stepping foot into that house. No, I wouldn't let them pressure you into too much of it, but there will be a little bit. A little bit of bullying. There doesn't need to be tongue, but it does fall back on me too, you know? Like, I don't want it to look like I've brought along a beard or something. My aunt already thinks I'm a lesbian because I brought a friend to a barbecue like 6 years ago, and she's never let it go. So, are you up to the challenge? Yeah? It has to be a good kiss, though. Okay, like you have to look like you actually want to do it. Because one time my sister had a date that refused to kiss her longer than like 0.5 seconds. And it still brought up every other kid to go. Okay. Yeah, if you do it like. Keep going. Wait. Are you sure? Yeah, no, I'm fine. This is actually pretty great, huh? I just... You're not just doing this because you feel bad for me, right? Because I refuse to be the subject of a pity fuck, okay? I'm not a charity case. Yeah. Yeah, if you want to go that far. I mean, I'm not turning it down. Jesus. But only if it isn't on the ground. No, I didn't think you'd do that, but I'm prideful. You know that. Yeah. No, I'm fine with that, please. Touch me wherever you want. Okay. Okay, I'm taking it off. You don't like that? Mm-hmm.
I like it. Please keep going. Like them. Oh, me feel so good. Oh, yes, you do. Oh my god. What, you didn't know that? Thank you for being there for me. Yes. You were so important to me. Right there, right there. Fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me, please, baby. Oh, please. Come into my little pussy. Yes, yes, yes.
Let's do that again. Not right now, necessarily. But we have 2 days until I can go home. Okay, well, until you're recharged, do you want to play something? Do you want to play BioShock Infinite? You kept the save file from last time, right? Excellent. Do you want to beat it for me? Because I'm pretty bad at it. Okay, I am good at other stuff. It's just the final boss. That's all I'm asking. This is a credit to your nerd level, by the way. Very impressive. A high ranker. You should just take the compliment. We can play whatever you want afterwards. I'm done with anything, but only if you help me on that final level will I be playing in my underwear. So I guess it's your call. God, I have wanted to make that bribe for so long. You have no idea. Oh yeah, you can consider this an official invite to Christmas, by the way. My parents have a strict policy, by the way. Ugly sweaters only. So it looks like you'll fit right in. Mm-hmm.